Typhoon Haiyan was possibly the most powerful storm to ever hit land. In addition to decimating literally thousands of lives, it was the assets and housing of millions of people that were largely affected. If you think just of simple numbers, according to official estimates, more than 6,000 people died and over 40 million people were affected.
How about the agricultural sectors?
Everything pretty much in the agricultural sector was affected. Crop fields, coconut trees, livestock, fishing boats, nets, everything was destroyed. The main productive assets of rural and coastal families were literally devastated. If one wants to talk again about numbers, which can seem cold, but they do really depict what we're looking at, 1.1 million tons of standing crops were destroyed. These included primarily coconut, rice, corn, as well as banana, abaca, vegetable, sugarcane, and all other crops. 30,000 boats are believed to have been damaged, lost, or completely destroyed. And then you think that more than 44 million trees were either partially or totally destroyed. We have so many communities that are completely dependent on the coconut sector in the Philippines, and they suffered literally unprecedented losses. Not only life, not only income, but everything related to their livelihoods, the physical, social, and economic costs were enormous.
What did that destruction mean for food security in the country?
It meant a lot because the main means of food security were devastated in the affected areas. Rice is the main crop in the country, but also fish in the fishing communities, for example, represents the main nutrition source for families. So obviously the impact was enormous. There were interventions from day one of the response addressed in terms of providing food aid, etc., by other partners. However, Filipino people are extremely proud and did not want to be reliant on food aid. They wanted to get back on their feet. So food security for them means a lot, not only in terms of having food on the table, but also for their cultural pride. It is extremely important. That's why I think that it was so important to be here from day one and to really help people to get back on their feet.
What were people telling you at the time during your initial assessments?
What people said was that in many cases, they literally thought that they would not be able to recover. They would not be able to step up and live up to the situation because the destruction was just so massive. So in terms of what it meant to people to have an intervention such as that done by FAO in support of the government's efforts, meant a lot because they felt that they were not alone. And I'm a bit in love with the Philippines, I confess, because it never ceases to surprise me just the reaction that they have, for example, to the international community's intervention and the thankfulness, the gratitude that really comes from the heart. You see posters along the road of people that somebody has decided to print, and it's not the government, it's the people that want to share their feeling and say thank you. It's impressive. It's quite incredible.
What is the situation like today?
The situation today is very different, thankfully, from what it was a year ago. People are definitely on the way to full recovery. They are positive about their future.
How did that strengthening happen?
So the first interventions by FAO were the ones that occurred in the immediate aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan. A few weeks after the typhoon hit, FAO was able to immediately complement the efforts by the government in terms of providing certified rice seeds to farmers as well as other inputs such as hand tools and corn seeds as well and fertilizers, etc. So this was essential, from rice being food three times a day in most families. In fact, in lower-income households, as much as 60-65% of the average calorie comes from rice. So restarting rice production was absolutely imperative, and FAO stepped in from day one to support the government in the areas where, in terms of providing the quantities that were required to address this. Coconut trees were decimated, and coconut trees take between 6 to 8 years to become productive again. So in this context, it was essential and it remains essential that people are provided with the means for alternative livelihoods. So FAO is working in this direction. We have what we call the Coconut-Based Farming Systems Program, and what we are looking at is exactly to provide alternative livelihoods, trying to build really a resilient future for coconut farmers.